different Pride this year. You know, last year was obviously a massive change because it was a virtual Pride, but this year it's going to be a real Pride.
Yeah, well, last year we didn't actually do a virtual Pride. We decided, obviously, with all the stuff that needed and the technical gear that was to do it properly, we didn't. So anyway, we've made the decision this year will be actual physical Pride, and it's something that we feel is needed. We're coming out of the pandemic. It's a leap of faith. It's, you know, it's not 100% guaranteed. We have lots of measures to put in place to make sure it's safe. If it's not safe, then, you know, it won't go ahead. It's that's the kind of the caveat to it all. However, at this point in time, I'm having lots of meetings with Durham County Council, Public Health. In fact, my weeks are filled full of joyful meetings. And at this, I am quite, and all the measures we can put in place, we can afford to put in place, thanks to the support of the PCC's office, the Durham Constabulary, the Fire Brigade, all that kind of people are coming forward to help us. Support us to make sure we can make it a safe event.
Slightly different version of Durham Pride this year, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We've had to make some decisions, and one of the biggest decisions was the parade. We love the parade. We start outside that gorgeous cathedral, we go on that green and we march down and we make ourselves heard all the way down to the sands field. But unfortunately, one of the decisions was, hopefully everything's lovely and hunky-dory come the 31st of July, but if it's not, one of the things we couldn't put safely in place would be the parade around the distance and the sorts of measures. And of course, we couldn't ticket a parade, I don't think. So it would be difficult to ticket a parade. So Pride this year, one of the changes is no parade, unfortunately. And the other thing is tickets. So for the licensed area at the top, we're asking for tickets. It's £5 a ticket. And we're limited to so many people, but on that £5, that makes sure that we can email people, we can make sure there's precautions in place, we know how many people's turning up, because basically to get this event going, we have to be very strict on security and the measures in place. And I think we will be, I think we can be, and I think our community will, they will see that as just getting this Pride off, getting it done.
Because there are a lot of the Prides have gone virtual again this year.
Yeah.
So there's not that many that are actually going to manage to achieve delivering an actual in-person Pride to get people out, get the visibility there, is there?
Yeah, well, we're fortunate. We're not, there's a lot of talk in our community about commercial Prides and this Pride and that Pride. We're our Pride. We're doing Pride. We do what we do. And we're fortunate in that it's you know, we had 20-odd thousand, 25,000. We never believed in our first year we did it, Mark. I think you were there when we thought there might be a couple of hundred with a couple of glow sticks and the love shacks, you know. And there was a couple of thousand turned up, and it's grown and grown. We still fit the sands field nicely, and we don't have to make a decision to move yet. So we can do that Pride justice. We can make sure that people get together, we can see people personally. And I know the Pride bus will be there as well, I'm hoping. And that's been a massive, great addition. But what we can do, and the difference is we're asking for that £5 ticket. Now, there's no like profit in that. As you can imagine, we haven't been able to fundraise or do the stuff. But thankfully, from the support of Durham County Council, from I mentioned the PC's office, the constabulary and things, we can still provide this community event, because it is a community event. It's for the LGBT plus community, their friends, their family and their allies. You know, come together and we can do this. And financially, the risk isn't as massive as some of the big prides. I mean, some of the big prides will go into to millions, I imagine. I think a couple of years ago, at Manchester Pride, which I love to go to, had Ariana Grande there. I mean, gosh, that's amazing, isn't it? But what we say to our community is, you're not going to a music festival, so don't expect much. They had Jedward. We were happy with Jedward. They were happy with Jedward. And we enjoyed the day.
It's not that long away. Remind us the date and how people can find out more about Durham Pride.
You do this every time, Mark, so I've got to remember what it is. It's you can get tickets on Eventbrite, Durham Pride UK Eventbrite. They're £5 for general admission, and it's £15 for VIP. And VIP just gives you a separate enclosure area, and there'll be some seating, and there'll be another bar there kind of thing. So it's £5 for that, £15 for that. Unfortunately, I think we're just about sold out with VIP and we haven't even advertised. So I know there's an appetite for this event. The general admission one, I think we're nearly quarter done. So once we advertise, unfortunately we can't add, because what we're saying is it has to be a safe event. So if you go on our Twitter page, at Durham Pride, and our Facebook page at Durham Pride UK. You'll find all the information there. Or you can go to our website, www.durhamprideuk.org.
And remember the date?
The date is 31st of July, Saturday, and it's different this year. It's an 11 o'clock start. There'll be staggered end. We'll sort all that out near the time. So 11 o'clock start. But we're running through till 10. And I'm really pleased to say one of the massive things that I'm really looking forward to is one of the Newcastle top DJs is going to be with Pride Radio, I believe. Michael Madison is going to be live on our stage and see us through to the 10 o'clock closure, which is just amazing. So that, as a small little local Pride, having that kind of coverage is just, we're really looking forward to that.
Well, we shall see you on the 31st of July.
Did I mention the fabulous Tess Tickle will be hosting on the daytime? Because I would have got seriously wrong if I didn't mention.
You would have got wrong off Tess.
Oh,
you would have killed
without
you.
Without a doubt.
We'll see you on the 31st.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks very much.
Great to see you.
Mel Metcalf, Chair of Durham Pride.